You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Coach, how you doing?
I'm getting tired.
I know you are, because we're doing late night. We're batching a couple of these because Coach Collins has got camp coming up and all sorts of cool stuff because it's June, baby. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I know I've been teasing out what I'm going to be doing with them. It's going to be really cool. I'll give you a hint because I haven't the last couple weeks. If you've ever bought or seen Masterclass.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. Have you seen Geno's? Geno's Masterclass is really good. I haven't watched Coach K's yet.
How much does that cost?
It's like $90 a year, I think. And they have like cooking ones and acting ones. Anyway, so that's the hint. That's all I'm telling you. Masterclass, Dr. Dish, me, Coach Collins. That's my hint. But anyway, go over and check them out. Mention me and you'll get, you'll get a big discount, $450 off. You won't find a better discount anywhere on the web because that's part of my deal. Otherwise, I love their machines, but I want to give all of you the best deal that I can. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop. It's what I would have wanted in my 20s, maybe 30s, when I wasn't sleeping, had little kids, not an empty nester that I'm going to be in like 78 days. Something like that. I think Emma moves in August 17th. So anyway. The funny part is here, you'll love this, Jake, because you know Drew. So Emma's moving out the 17th. Drew's going to Stanford this summer school, and then he's flying back the 20th. So we're not going to be empty nesters because he's flying back before he goes to school in September. So that'll be good for mom, I think. Kind of, she'll at least have one of her little chicks in the house. All right, so that's a great lead-in. I should run a podcast. That was a great lead-in. Because you know what? We're going to talk about balance today. Basketball and life balance. How about that for a lead in? What's your thought on balance? Is that why you got out of coaching? Was it balance or was it just needed a change or wanted to teach somewhere else? I don't know if we've ever had this conversation or maybe you don't want to have this conversation.
I think that I realized that I was the type of person that if I didn't really start to work on balance in my everyday life, that I would never be happy of what I am as a dad, husband. And so I had to put those people in my life first, because as much as we love the game of basketball, it can become an obsession. I mean, a lot of people are.
It's crazy. And I tell people the most important teaching and coaching job you have is being a parent. Everyone's a teacher and a coach. Hate to break it to
Some people are really good at it and they know how to organize their time. And I also think it's where you are in regards to your life. I think it's really hard, for me when I started coaching, I was a head coach at age 26. That's a lot. I just got married, had a brand new baby. That was a lot. And I did it for 5 years. And I think at some point I'm like another child on the way. I'm like, oh, I just need to slow down a little bit. And time will come and it'll be my time again at some point if it does happen. But sometimes and you see a lot of this. You see a lot of coaches that will take some time and then they get back into it. I mean, you and a couple other coaches across the state can say you've contested the time to be able to do it for that long. Not many people can. Not many people can. I can maybe think about a few coaches that have done it and some coaches that have tried to do it and they're not necessarily have the best balance in their everyday life.
Right.
I mean, it's not easy to do.
It's not. And I'll give some people some hints. Like, so I did two things early in my career because I talked to a lot of people because I had young kids. And there's two things I did. I separated family from hoops, which means I didn't really involve, I brought my kids when they were little, but my wife was separate from basketball. Like that was a conscious decision we just the two of us kind of made that she was going to be over here and I was going to be over here and they were just going to be separate entities. We were not going to intertwine them because then when I came home it was just a different world. And it really and I know a lot of coaches' wives are great, they're intertwined and they're doing stuff. Our conscious decision early in our marriage was we're going to just keep these things separate so that when I come home I'm dad, I'm husband, I'm not, and then I can obsess about basketball on my own free time, but they're separate entities. That's one thing. And the second thing is, same thing that I did when I've noticed I've had dips. Trust me, I've had dips that it's like, oh, I got to get out. And then, I got a probably a rejuvenation post-COVID because I didn't coach for a year and oh, it's like, oh, I missed this. And so it probably boosted me a little bit. But I can walk. There's things I did early in my career, like I would miss practice to go to Florida with my family, and then after Christmas I'd hook up with them. So I had good enough staffs all the way along that I mean, that was during one of the most biggest dynasties in state of Wisconsin history, probably from about 04 to 16, 17. We won a lot of games. We had a lot of really good players, I didn't come to practice for 3 or 4 days, and I just turned it over to my assistant coaches, and I went with my family on Christmas or whatever, or missed this to go see, Emma and a player, Drew in a game. Like, you guys got it, I'm out. And I made that conscious decision early to try to find a staff that I could do that, and now I'm to the point where it's like. I told you, I'm going to be gone for 12 days in June. There is no way in my 30s I would have done that. But why do I do that? Because I got to reduce. I mean, I can't, like, if they want me to keep running the ship, that's how I can do it. Then I'll come back in July and I'll be gung ho until school starts and blah, blah, blah. And then in September, October, I'll go on another little mini thing. And then, that's how so I know how I can literally turn it off. My team off, and just say I'm not like the 3 weeks after the season's over. I'm not. I was thinking about Teach Hoops. I was thinking about coachingyouthhoops.com. I was thinking about where Emma's going to go to school. I wasn't. I turned that
Right.
off. And some people can't do that. And I think that's one of the reasons I've been able to. And we've been good enough that I can. If we'd have had a bunch of 9 and 17 seasons, it probably would have been harder. So I'm able to do that. I'm able to turn off and just no, I'm not going to do this. Because you know what it is. It's 365 days. If you let it, like maybe a little bit in August, maybe a couple weeks in August there. Football starting, kind of a dead period before school starts. There might be a little window there in August. But other than that, other than around Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's no breaks. Breaks. Anyway, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, and I think the hard thing too is that we're in a world where I think it's been so hard to be a high school coach now. Your job is never completely secure. Your private life never, it always seems like it's, released out on the media. I mean, people don't, it becomes very challenging, to have that separation because of how the world is now, technology, you could Google any coach's name on Google, more than likely you're gonna find images and articles about that and stuff. And it's like you just got to learn how to separate yourself, which becomes a challenge sometimes. But like ultimately balance is learning to find other things that give you enjoyment too. I don't know. Like me, working out has always been my go-to thing, and spending time with my family. I don't know. I know you like to go fishing, but
Fishing. I like, to be honest with you, I like just like today, it kind of cooled down a little bit. I like just going for a long walk, to
yeah,
be honest with
you're a
you.
walker. You like to walk. You
I
got a dog
do.
too.
I have dogs and I like to go on a little walk and I don't tend to listen to basketball podcasts. I'm going to be real. I'm sure people listen to us when they're walking, but I do this, 13 times a week. So I don't need to listen to basketball podcasts. But I'll listen to like, literally, so I listen to music, I'll listen to nothing. I will listen to a finance podcast. I will listen to a Disney podcast. I will listen to a masterclass sometimes. It's like wide. It's just kind of my feeling. Like, what do I feel like today?
Yeah, I like to read too. And I don't always want, you don't always want to be reading about basketball. I'll try to read something different. I like watching movies, binge watching shows, anything
Well,
that's
that's what I'm
not.
doing. I'm watching Band of Brothers again right now. I'm gonna watch
What is
that
that?
band. You never watch a Band of Brothers?
What is it on?
World,
What
it's on HBO.
is it good?
So good. It's about World War II. It's about the 82nd Airborne, Easy Company. It's unbelievably good. If you like World War II, unbelievable. The book's crazy good. The
I
book's
love
like,
war movies, so.
oh my gosh. Then once you watch, then they have one in the Pacific too. I remember what that's called. Tom Hanks did it. It's unbelievable. It's like probably 15 years old. So good. I haven't watched it in probably 5, 7 years. So it's
I
one of
don't
those
have
things.
HBO. I wonder if they have it on DVR. I bet you they have it on DVD. I bet you I can rent it from the library.
Oh, Band of Brothers? Definitely
Yeah.
could rent it from you have a DVD player? Is it next to your tube TV?
Why?
Is your TV color black and white?
Wow. Wow.
Hey, I this is funny.
You shouldn't talk. You are the original. You were recording games and you using VHS when I was
Well,
still in
yeah,
elementary
a
school.
long time ago.
So
So
you can ridicule my
I
TV
can't.
all
I
you
can't.
want, but seriously.
I saw Michael Jordan in 1982 hit that shot on a black and white TV in our basement.
Yeah, I
I
wasn't
was,
even. My
yeah.
parents weren't even married yet.
I know. I was watching I was playing wiffle ball with my brother and we had a black and white TV. I tell the kids about black and white TV. They go, "What are you talking about?" I go, "Well, we had one color TV. Everything else was black and white." And they go, "Why?" Because it was cheaper. Talking about. I mean, I was like watching black and white until at least the late 80s or mid 80s, I think. I don't know. They go, "What?" I go, "You know who the remote control was? Was me." Talking about your garage door opener was me.
I know, I
Oh
remember my first big screen TV and how like so big and bulky it was back in the day. A big
you
screen
know
TV.
why those big TV tube TVs were so heavy? Do you know
Why?
that? Because they're cement in them. They don't want them tipping over and killing kids.
That makes sense.
So I'm always wondering, like I literally had to have one of my I had a big tube in the basement. I had to have couple of my players, this must have been 7, 8 years ago. I couldn't lift it. And I go, "What the hell?" And so I asked somebody and they go, "No, they put cement and stuff in the bottom to make it really heavy so it wouldn't, if a kid climbed on it, wouldn't tip over because the tubes, anyway, you can't give those things away anymore." Like,
What, those big gaudy
oh
TVs?
yeah. And the funny
No.
part is I gave a piano away today. We had a piano, couldn't give it away. No one wants a piano. Free. I wrote free. It was on Nextdoor and Facebook. No one wanted it. And you know why? Because it took four of us to get the thing into a pickup truck.
Exactly.
Thing weighs a ton. I was the happiest person in the world when that piano left this house, because I had to get Drew out of bed, because Drew's like 21 and strong. It's like, the three of us ain't getting this on the thing. We need you, Drew. It's crazy. Anyway, this is balance. I was doing things that was balanced, so I'm pulling it back into balance. Anyway, anything else, Coach? I know you're looking tired. It's late, man. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Hey, I know. I usually sleep in by now.
You gotta go teach those little ones.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not wired at the end of the year. You got air conditioning in that elementary school?
Ooh. Do you have AC in your building?
I got AC in my room. That's all I know. Yep. Big smile for those of you who are listening. All right. Until next week, Coach.
Sports Social Podcast Network.